The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet mesquite. Repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Eric'sFamilyBBQ.com.
There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
And now, making your radio better. Last night, NFL in town. Big doings here in the city. Super Bowl's all over us. Craig Gass breaks into everything. We don't know how it happens, but he's done it again. Somehow or another, he's asking me yesterday, I need your email, I need this, I need a passport, I need a couple of photos, some ID. We're going to get you in tomorrow night. I'm like, I don't think you need any of this. I'll just follow you. Craig Gass was at the Super Bowl opening night at Footprint Center. Did you see the hookers outside?
There's hookers?
Yeah, we talked about it this morning. There were 12 or 13 hookers that were protesting against stopping hookers. Because like, there's this big, like, when the Super Bowl's in town.
Oh, that's a big thing every Super Bowl city.
I know. And I've made the point that not all hookers are doing it against their will. Mm. And I think they heard me because last night they held a protest saying, we kind of like this. Back off.
Legalize it.
So prostitutes were standing outside the Footprint Center foregoing a night's worth of cash to let everyone know, hey, not all of us hate it.
I did
pretty
not
cool.
see them.
Yeah.
But I have to tell you that, and I said this to you yesterday, I was driving up here and listening to you on the air saying that I break into everything.
Yeah. What'd you do?
And I told you when I got here that I think you jinxed me.
Oh, yeah, because you couldn't get in.
I couldn't get in.
Last night you didn't go?
I got.
What are you doing here today then?
I got multiple texts saying your credentials were not approved.
Oh, my God. You didn't go.
In the 11th hour, I just kept pushing and pushing until I got higher and higher up on the NFL chain. And some guy at the credential center, I know who you are. Craig Gass, right?
Close enough.
I know it's Craig Gass. He goes, yeah, I know. Yeah. Yeah. What are you? You're like a... And I go, I'm a comedian. And he goes, yeah, Gass. I go, no, it's Craig Gass. And the guy goes, yeah, yeah. And he goes, hold on. Let me just check. He goes, no, what happened? And I go, well, I was told it wasn't approved. By who? Several people. Well, hold on.
Almost everyone in the NFL.
Great.
And you got it. Let me see your credentials. Look at you, Craig Grass.
It says grass.
Yes. It says grass on the credential.
Perfect.
And you're in.
Yeah, some
in
guy
the
11th grass.
Hour. Last second you popped in.
I run in, and I've got questions from the listeners.
Yes. Which are just a few of them, but not too many.
But they're pushy.
Yes.
They're not... They're
aggressive. A little aggressive.
Right.
I won't say they're not great questions. They are great questions. One of the questions that I loved was, O.J. Simpson has picked you to win the Super Bowl. Is this going to make you throw the game?
Right.
But I decided to go in soft first to see if I get like a good
who's
vibe.
Playing, who's playing,
right.
Who's not.
Yeah. Right.
And the number one guy on my list for let's get playful and let's have some fun is
Travis Kelce.
Chris Jones.
Jones is funny too, yeah.
Because Chris Jones did something incredible in the NFL, and you can Google it.
It's a great shot.
When he was trying out for the NFL at the NFL Combine, his enormous penis popped right out of his shorts as he tried to do the 40-yard dash.
Exploded. Out of his shorts. It wasn't like a top, like it wasn't like a waistband failure.
Yeah.
The whole package area just said, we can't do it anymore.
The Keystone pipeline broke.
I imagine it's what every vagina that penis has been in has done as well, which is just puke itself out. It quit.
And I went to him first. And I already have a little bit of history with him.
Yeah.
A few years ago when the 49ers played the Chiefs, I talked to him. Super. He was easily the most playful guy.
Right.
And, in fact, I have the audio from last time I saw him.
Oh, this is you and Chris Jones last time.
Chris Jones last time, 3 years ago at the Super Bowl in Miami.
All right. So this is
Super Bowl. Big moment. Do you feel bigger than you did when you ran the 40? Big smile.
I think the 40 was a little bigger.
Yeah. It's fun, right?
You go ahead.
At the 5 minute mark, I ask him.
Here we go.
A question, a follow-up.
I teach you some things.
What was the funniest joke you heard about that 40?
I've seen a Twitter post. And they was like, whatever you do, go balls out. They had a picture of me ready.
Game ends. You guys.
All right, so that's hilarious.
He's super playful.
Yes.
So I decided to go to him first.
Sure.
And I said, Chris Jones, question. Do you have a plan if you score a touchdown in the Super Bowl? Do you have a plan for a touchdown celebration?
Yes.
And he goes, oh, man, I haven't even thought about that. And I said, I got one for you. And he goes, what's that? I go, get the ball. You run the end zone. You got a Super Bowl touchdown. Yep. You got a touchdown in the Super Bowl. You recreate the 40-yard dash, pop it out of your pants, boom. And he goes, you're out of bounds.
Oh.
I go, all right. And next question, if Patrick Mahomes breaks his leg, and he goes, I'm not talking to you. And he goes right to.
Oh, no.
And you know what the rest of the question is?
No.
If Patrick Mahomes
breaks his leg. Oh, can you use your penis to fix it?
Can you use your splint? Can he borrow your third leg?
And he was done with you.
He
not
said,
playful.
I'm not talking to you anymore. And he went to the next side, and I went, oh, no.
Yeah, you're no fun anymore.
And I'm immediately worried that someone from the NFL is watching.
But at least they're kicking out Craig Grass. Who cares?
Yeah.
Just nobody. So did you get anything good?
I went innocuous, fun, playful. I have one with Mahomes that I have out right now, which was I gave Mahomes a list of injuries that I suspect he would still play through.
Yeah.
If you broke your fingers.
Sure.
All of them. Would you still play? Yeah. If you broke your toes, all your toes, would you break?
Yeah.
Broke your foot? Yeah. What if somebody hurt your feelings? And then apparently the NFL just posted him saying, like, well, Kelsey's hurt my feelings several times.
Yeah,
I was like, how cool is that? And I said, man, you're a better man than me because if somebody hurt my feelings.
So
I'm
you went home. Full afraid after Chris Jones' giant penis shut you down.
Because they can yank your credentials. I mean, I had
for
fun.
For life.
I had fun. I went, and I'll have the whole
thing. They'll yank whose credentials?
Oh, Craig Grass.
Yeah, see, you were in anonymously, man. You were in there as a nobody. You're like, take Craig Grass's credentials.
I'm going to have the full video. I did get great content voluntarily from Eagles and Chiefs fans.
That's what a rapist would say first. Of course it was voluntary.
I assure you.
They didn't said, hold anyone
they
down.
They all said yes.
Yeah, I swear to God, every fan I did stuff with was into it.
Well, in other words, I didn't go up with dick jokes and try to get like lead them down.
Right.
Show me your jugs.
Right.
And I was really proud of, I saw Adam Schefter there. Adam Schefter is the guy who breaks
everything.
Somehow Adam Schefter knows everything before anybody knows.
Yeah.
He breaks every news story. And I got him on camera asking him, Adam, I'm trying to save some time. I just want to go home. Can you just tell me who's going to win?
What's going to happen here?
What's going to happen?
Break the news now.
Can you just tell me what the score is
going
to be?
Well, Craig, so you don't have any sound or anything that you're proud of?
I do. I have the Mahomes.
Oh, just that.
I have Mahomes.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, and it's on my Instagram.
But no viral moment. They were very careful last night. I noticed as I watched it on TV, I'm like, man, they have really watered this down to the point where now it's just Michael Irvin's questions. There's no fun involved. As far as Michael Irvin does the interview on there with the guy, and then they just shut sound off, go back to the studio in L.A. and talk about what Michael just did. There's no more like they used to air it in the daytime, and
can't have
whatever
fun
happened
anymore.
Happened.
Trouble happened.
Yeah.
Well, the tough thing is some of them, I think most of them walk in knowing this is going to be a circus.
Sure.
So I'm just going to roll with whatever stupid question I'm going to get, and there's tons of stupid questions.
Yeah.
I remember years ago feeling really pumped up at Super Bowl 50. Because I got such a great reaction from Peyton Manning. I had this dumb idea that I pitched him. I said, Peyton, my name's Craig Gass. I'm a stand-up comedian. And I have an idea I want to pitch you called Peyton Manning Trivia. It's a TV show, Peyton Manning Trivia, where it is impossible for you to get any question wrong. And he said, any question? I said, for you, it's going to be impossible. And we're going to do a speed round right now. What is the largest city in the state of Nebraska? Omaha. Where is the College World Series played at every year?
Omaha.
And I made him, every answer was Omaha. And then at the end of the round, I went, Omaha, Omaha, Omaha. You are correct again, sir. You win again. He laughed.
Yeah.
NFL and Fox grabbed it. It got 3 million views within 24 hours.
How much money did you get?
None.
Damn it, Craig. It's pointless. Pointless. All you do is an attention whore.
Content. And then I went to the next
that
team.
That doesn't mean anything. You can't pay bills with content.
Well, the next team that comes out is the Carolina Panthers. I'm feeling pumped up because I just had a great viral moment with Peyton Manning.
Yeah.
And I see Cam Newton. I don't know if you know this. Cam Newton named his son Chosen.
That's no kidding.
His kid's name is
Chosen Newton.
Chosen Newton, as in the chosen one.
Right, of course.
I'm feeling pumped up because Peyton's in a great mood. And right. I go, hey, Cam, my name's Craig Gass. I'm a stand-up comedian. I love that you came up with such a cool name for your son. You named him Chosen. Uh-huh. But do you ever worry about the other kids he's going to school with and them feeling insecure that they're not chosen?
Yeah.
And he gave me a dead serious answer for like 2 minutes. And I said, but were you trying to one-up anyone who names their kid Jesus? And he goes, what's your question? And he just went.
He was done with you.
He was done. Yeah, and if I put that video out, I look like a dick.
Yeah.
So I didn't even put the video up.
Wow.
But there's guys who are fun.
But still no money is the worst part of this whole thing. It's like nothing.
For the love of the game,
no,
bro.
No, it's not. Stop defending it. It needs to be cash or you're wasting everyone's time.
Going on ESPN, getting it on NFL and Fox, going viral, you get attention for it. And it's fun. Tom Brady is always fun. I remember every year.
No money. I want you to get paid for these things. Look at you. You spend all this money to come to this stuff, and all you're getting is like TikTok views. Like you're one of those Charlie Dick Camille or whatever.
It's content that you put on stage. You talk about it on stage. My show's tomorrow night in Gilbert and in Chandler on Thursday. Or not Chandler, out in Glendale.
Good promotion. That was smart.
You have material. Full pro.
Well, yeah, I suppose. It would be better. Good money and material.
Tom Brady has always been fun. Every year that he would come to the Super Bowl, I'd do some variation of, Tom, you're so handsome. Like when you look in the mirror, does your reflection ever just wink at you? Like, yeah. And I remember that ended up on ESPN. And then a year later, he's back at the Super Bowl and I didn't know what to do with him. And I said, hey, Tom, my name's Craig Gass. I'm a stand-up comedian. This is my friend Jason. That's my friend Aaron. We were discussing the four of us together and ranking the four of us from most handsome to least handsome in this group. Mm-hmm. And obviously you're number one because you're Tom Brady. But Tom, who would you rank as number two? And I pointed at myself. Number three and number four. And Tom Brady actually said, wait, who am I ranking? And I go, me and this guy and this guy. And he goes, all right, fan out. And I go, oh. And
we all did it.
And without... I didn't do this consciously. Subconsciously, I started sucking in my gut and pushing my chin out for Tom Brady to be like more handsome for Tom Brady. Right. And he ranked us.
And where'd you come in?
He said, you're all tied for second place for handsome.
Oh, crap answers. This whole thing's got to end.
A year later.
I want good answers out of this. I want some cash in your hands. 3 million views. Who cares?
I'll have the video of all the content tomorrow morning, and then all that material, Gilbert, tomorrow night at JP's. Out at Stir Crazy, Glendale. All the info's at getgas.com. Get
Craig
Gass.
Gass. Failing.
Get Gass with
not
US.
Grass.
To make money.
Craig Gass will be there tomorrow night.
I'm making money at the shows.
Right, I know, but you could have doubled down. We need to go down there together. Just whisper it in my ear. I'll say it. I don't care if I lose credentials.
Are you going to be Stephen Holmberg?
I would be Stephen Holmberg. That's exactly right. I'll be my alter ego, Stephen Holmberg. No one will know. Anyway, well, Craig, it was a
John
nice...
Holmesburg.
I'll tell you this. It was a nice try. I want you to come back and just fan out money and go, I just made $1 million with my viral videos. But it's hard. Like watching last night, old Michael Irvin was just asking the basic question. I don't know what a fan experience would be like at that. How are they enjoying it?
The fans are just sitting in the stands getting random audio piped into the arena. It'll just go down the line of the 11 microphones.
Yeah, one after the next.
One after the next.
And there's nothing, like, there's no continuity to what's going on. They just sit, they paid their $20 to wander in. And watch other people talk to these guys quietly.
There is a crazy thing I noticed last night. They would grab the quote-unquote biggest fans of different teams and bring them up on stage, interview them, and say, well, guess what?
You're going to the game.
You're going to the
Super
Bowl.
That's pretty cool.
And they handed out Super Bowl tickets.
That's pretty cool. So it was kind of a random grab. Well, that's worth it to just kind of hang around for that. Well, anyway. Well, Craig will have more later, hopefully.
And a lot of those tickets are sold because the people are like, this is my first Super Bowl. It's one of those things like, I need to do this. I need to buy a program.
Yeah.
You buy all
this
stuff.
In. They're just fleecing you.
Oh, yeah.
It's crazy.
Oh, absolutely.
And Craig made no money either, so he's just like you.
I'm making money this week. I'm doing comedy.
Everybody's got a job, Craig. That's all.
wanted something extra.
You're going to take a bath on taxes.
Break it. We bring you all the way out here. We didn't pay you a penny for this either. You're doing all this for free. I wanted some sparks. I wanted fireworks. No, if we went in there.
Did you hear from Tripp yesterday?
Now, big are your shoes.
I am the new afternoon guy.
No. It's not official.
Well, he's going to call
me. He'll call you. Someday he'll call.
It's been like 3 years, but he's going to call. The last conversation was, I will call you back. So yeah. I am the new afternoon guy. I'll be co-hosting afternoons with right this. Here at KUP. Right.
That was suggested once in a while.
Fitz and Craig Grass.
Yeah, that's right. Craig Grass.
And Fritz.
Fitz and Grass.
Fitz and Grass.
Craig Grass is trying as hard as he can to take money from the NFL, and they just won't do it.
You and I are going to have a story tomorrow.
Oh, I hope so.
Yes.
Yeah. What are we doing?
I can't say it on the air, but we're going to have a story.
All right. Better be something illegal. Because this whole innocuous love fest that you had last night
stay
bothering
safe
me.
On the roads. Yeah. Just promise
yeah,
me that.
Brady will drive us.
Craig
we'll have
Grass
three stories. Craig Grass. And
connection.
Stephen Holmberg and Craig Grass tonight. It's 98 KUPD. The NFL is here.
It's out of control now.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat, ericsfamilybbq.com.